Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Houseboats.com, your home for houseboat rentals on Shasta Lake. Today we're going to talk to the left side of the Giants infield, a couple of players that didn't have the season that they wanted last year. Brandon Crawford at shortstop, and Brandon had a couple of great months in May and June last season, but then tailed off in the second half of the year at the plate and was bothered by a knee issue. Evan Longoria normally played around 162 games every season during his career. In his first season with the Giants, though, he only played 125 as he had to battle through a broken hand, was on the DL for a while. So we'll hear from Brandon Crawford and Evan Longoria in a conversation that I had at Media Day in San Francisco prior to spring training. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Let's get to the conversation I had with Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford. Brandon, last year, it's kind of a difficult season for a lot of guys because of injuries. How did you look at last year, and what's the optimism level for you coming in this season?
Last year was disappointing. I mean, I think anybody would tell you that. Just because we do have a lot of good players, and we just had so many injuries that didn't get as many wins as we would have liked. I think the goal coming into a season with this many good players, the goal is to get to the postseason and eventually win the World Series. So I think that's our outlook this year. We're coming into spring training and with a positive mindset and trying to get back to the postseason.
What do you think you learned from last year at the plate? I mean, you had that hot streak for, I think it was over a month, where you're hitting better than anybody else in baseball. And, you know, obviously it's hard to keep that up, but is there anything that you learned from that and sort of the ebb and flow of a season on the offensive side?
I mean, that's how it goes sometimes. There's going to be ups and downs throughout the season. I learned that it's a lot more fun hitting like 430 or whatever it was than it was hitting 180, I think, in the second half. But that's how the season goes. And I mean, the second half I was dealing with some knee trouble that was affecting my swing, so I've worked on that this off season, kind of rehabbed around that area, and hopefully it's good going into this year.
How frustrating is it when you're trying to get back to that guy who was hitting 430 or whatever it was, to try to figure it out as far as what pitches you're swinging at or even just your swing in general?
I think that was the biggest thing. Like mechanics and everything aside, was swinging at good pitches. Because when I look back at film during that time, I'm hitting good hitters' pitches. I took a lot of pitches early in the count that weren't pitches that I wanted to swing at. Where later on, when you're trying to go back and kind of get those hits again, especially when you're going through a little bit of a dry spell, you start getting a little more anxious and you're swinging at pitches that you don't necessarily want to be swinging at and getting yourself out because of it.
When Farhan Zaidi comes in here, you wonder how much is going to change, what's going to get blown up. Well, right now the infield is the same as it was last year. Does that give you a certain comfort? I mean, is that what you were rooting for? Hey, let's have most of the same guys here.
Yeah, definitely. Because I've definitely gotten comfortable with Longo and with Joe. Obviously Belt, I've played my whole career with Belt. So, there's definitely a sense of comfort, in that, and knowing that, our front office has the faith to keep us all together.
I mean, those guys, I mean, I would think it's kind of like having an old glove where it's just so reliable, panic at second or, Belt, anything that you throw over there at first base, he's going to get it.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, there's that sense of comfort levels where you don't have to like wonder if Joe's going to be at the bag for this double play or if Belt's going to be able to dig it out for you. You just kind of know that it's going to happen.
What did you like about the young guys that you saw last year? I mean, Derek Rodriguez came up like a house of fire and, you know, pitched really well. And Steven Duggar showed a lot before he got hurt.
Yeah. I mean, Derek came in and showed that he can throw strikes with all of his pitches. And I think that's probably what was most impressive. He didn't care who was at the plate. He was going to come after you with strikes. And I think the same can be said for Suarez. He came in, and every time his number was called, he came up and pitched and was going after guys. Even maybe sometimes a little bit too much, like Trevor Story one game. maybe he should have thrown it in the dirt, but I mean, there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, they weren't afraid. They were coming in here and showing us that they were tough and they were going to try to get anybody out.
There was a lot of talk about Madison Bumgarner possibly being traded. You know, what was your reaction to that, or what would it be? And how much do you like having Mad Bum on the mound every fifth day?
They love it. I mean, anybody involved with the Giants wouldn't want Bum to be traded. So,
thanks a lot, Brandon. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford. Coming up, we're going to hear from Evan Longoria right after this. When it comes to Giants baseball, family memories are created one summer at a time. And the same can be said for your family vacation. How about an experience you will never forget? Shasta Lake is one of the most beautiful places to visit in California, and there is no better way to experience it than to rent a houseboat from houseboats.com. Jones Valley and Silverthorne Resorts are located on the Pitt River arm of Shasta Lake, unquestionably the very best area of Shasta Lake, and houseboats.com will set you up there with rentals ranging from the finest and largest houseboats available for rent in California to entry-level models for small groups or those new to houseboating. Houseboats.com has the best service, the best boats, and the best locations. Let's get that vacation planned. Call 877-468-7326 or go to houseboats.com today. Now here's the conversation I had with Evan Longoria at Media Day at Oracle Park in February. Evan, before we start talking about the Giants and you, you know, during this offseason, it's been a long wait for a lot of the free agents. So we haven't seen a lot of action. And I know you were a little bit outspoken about it. You know, it's kind of frustrating for a lot of those guys. So how do you see the overall picture right now of baseball? And, you know, especially as we sit here, the top two free agents, Machado and Harper, they haven't even signed yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been difficult, and I think there's, you know, not only myself, but there's been quite a few guys that have been vocal about the process, and you know, I think it's something that obviously as a union and as a group, you know, we've fought for time and time again is you know, kind of the honor and the ability to go to free agency and kind of pave your own way, and so I mean, I think the message for me is like, you know, the fans should want to see their teams be competitive, you know, and that's, I think, the message from everybody is, you know, it's not so much about, you know, players making X amount of dollars. It's you know, the fans that should want to see the best players and the most competitive players on their teams.
It's got to be tough for those guys who are sitting around waiting to get a contract. And, you know, it's almost time to report to spring training. I mean, I know you can't really relate to that because you were with one team and then you move over here. But I'm sure you have a lot of friends in the game that are dealing with that.
Well, it's very tough to, you know, to come into an organization late and try and fit in. And so, you know, I don't know how the process has gone for a lot of guys. I've never been to free agency, but, you know, just in talking to guys that have gone through the process, it's tough, you know, and it's not as glamorous as guys have made it out to be because, you know, there's a lot of stress involved, you know, there's a lot of waiting the way that we've kind of made it is, you know, nobody wants to be the first to sign because you kind of want to let the chips fall as they may. And this year has been tough because the two top guys haven't signed yet. So there's really no, you know, kind of comparable market, I guess. So, I don't know. I just know that it is tough. It's gotta be tough, you know, for those guys just sitting around waiting to get a job and waiting to see where they're going to go.
Let's go over last year, and I want to go back to spring training because you arrived with a new team, first time in your career, you know, that you moved to a different team like that. I mean, take us through the process. How long did it take you to get comfortable with the Giants, you know, spring training and all that? And is there an advantage now going into year two with San Francisco?
Yeah, I mean, this year is going to be much, much easier, I feel like. I feel like it already has been. You know, just coming into today, you know, I came in for the press conference last year, and you know, just it seemed like the first couple months was just kind of orienting myself with the stadium and the city and all of that. And like you said, it, in 10 years, 12 years in one place, and then to have that drastic of a change, it doesn't happen overnight. So you know, last year in total was kind of a feeling out process, and getting hurt in the middle of the year didn't help. You know, that kind of I felt like stunted, you know, my level of being comfortable here. And so I think this going into this year, I feel, you know, 100% better about the situation, about, you know, where I'm playing and where I am, and I can just kind of go out and focus on the game.
You know, last year it was different for you too, because getting hurt, that's not something that normally happened to you. I mean, there were seasons where you played almost every game. I think there was one season where you played every game. So, you know, a season like that where you had to be out for a while with the broken hand, how difficult was that, you know, frustrating? And did you maybe learn something from that?
I don't think anything to be learned. It was a freak accident. You know, it's just something that happens in the game. It's not like, you know, something that, you know, I didn't prepare for. I didn't, you know, work hard to get my body in shape. I mean, it's just one of those things that happens. So, but, you know, I think the one thing that I took out of it was, you know, to kind of not take it for granted that you're going to be on the field every day. I mean, you know, for a lot of years, I was lucky enough not to be injured and be able to play every day. And so, you know, when you're sitting on the bench and not capable of playing, it's tough. And so, you know, put that thought back in my mind again of, you know, making myself ready to play every day and wanting to be out there every day.
Yeah, I think for a lot of players, it's hard, especially when they haven't been hurt before. They want to kind of push to come back as fast as possible. And I know, you know, many times the team is saying, well, you know, you let's make sure. What was that process like for you, I mean, especially coming off a hand injury, because it's so important to your swing?
It was tough, yeah. I mean, there's always some give and take there with the club. And I think, you know, they did a really nice job of kind of believing in me and you know, letting me kind of dictate when I was ready, and they didn't really question me a whole lot. So I think as you know, professional athletes, that's just kind of in our DNA, is like trying to, you know, rush back and be back as soon as possible. And so you know, I think with any injury, when you have something like that in the middle of the season, you're never going to get back to that 100% anyway. So it's just kind of trying to find that that medium or that zone where you feel like you can perform up to your level without, you know, obviously being at fully 100%.
You know, if you weren't hurt, probably would have hit over 20 home runs. But what did you take as far as knowledge of this ballpark? I mean, it's not the easiest place to hit home runs. I mean, you know, especially when you're considering right center, and guys will go back to the dugout just shaking their head sometimes because of the wind if it's blowing in a certain way and you can't hit it out of the ballpark. So, you know, what's the mindset now that you've played here a whole season?
You just gotta take your base hits here. You know, it is a tough ballpark to leave the yard. And it's just an overall, more difficult ballpark to hit in with the weather and stuff. So, I think it's more about like trying to grind through at bats here and hit line drives. I mean, it took me probably, you know, 3/4 of the year to kind of just get into that mindset. But like I said, going into this year, I think that's something that was really going to help me. Just being familiar with seeing them. I mean, I probably played, I don't know, 50 games here last year or something. And, you know, I've probably played 50 games in Yankee Stadium on the road in my career, you know? So there's a lot of things that come with being comfortable in a ballpark. And so, the more games I play here, I'll continue to, you know, just see, there's certain things that you see in the ballpark and the way you see the ball, and those things, they just come with time. So, I'm positive that I'll be more comfortable, you know, stepping into the box, game one this year than I was last year, and I think that will translate into some better production.
You know, it's interesting what you say about trying to hit line drives, because during your career, you've seen this game evolve to where now people are talking about launch angle a lot. And I mean, I wonder too about if it depends more on the situation of the count or even the game situation, if you're going to look to try to, you know, launch one and backspin it out of the ballpark as opposed to the line drive approach.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the numbers say, but I can probably guarantee you that if you try and hit the ball in the air here, you're not going to have a great year. You know, if you hit the ball in the air 60% of the time at this ballpark, I don't know that that would benefit you. You know, it's like you said, it's big, it's cold, the wind tends to blow in, especially from you know, right to left, and there you definitely have to have a different mindset and a different swing at this ballpark. Again, and it's not that, you know, when you hear people talk about that, it's not like a switch that you can just turn on and off. You know, it's really tough to you know, go from series to series and ballpark to ballpark and just adjust your swing. I mean, you know, most of us have worked our whole lives to develop our swing to get to this point, and then, you know, now somebody's telling you that you got to try and do it differently, you know, based on where you are, what the situation is. And so, you know, those are things that I think everybody works on in the off season. You try and work on in spring training to you make the adjustments and you know, potentially put yourself in a better situation to produce more, but you know, it doesn't happen overnight.
Now, defensively, I know, you know, in the past you've been a Gold Glover, and last year when I talked to you in the middle of the season, you admittedly were a little disappointed with the way you were playing defensively. Did you feel like anything came on at the end of the year? What did you look at during this off season that you know, when you were doing your evaluation of it, that maybe you could improve in this season?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like my second half of the season, you know, after I came back from the injury, was much better. I mean, there's always things that you can work on. I mean, first step quickness, it, you know, comes to mind for me, but mainly just like playing in this ballpark, you know, learning the angles of the grass. Like I said, you know, probably played whatever it was, 50 games here last year. So that stuff comes with time too. I mean, the cuts are different. The way that the grass plays is different. It's usually wet here. The surface plays a little damp. And so, again, I think that's something going into this year I'm going to be a lot more comfortable with. And you know, really just working with Ron Wotus and Augie and in the spring and kind of just continuing to tailor and develop a routine that's going to benefit me here.
You know, there are a lot of winning type players on this team. I mean, you went to the World Series with the Rays, so you know what that's like to produce in those clutch situations. And there are many of these guys here, you know, the Posies and Crawford and Panic and Bumgarner, they're all here. So what do you think was missing from this team last year to not have, you know, the kind of year that you guys really wanted to have?
Health, you know, health is always the, it's always the key. I mean, if you can't keep a lot of your main guys healthy, it turns out to be a tough year. And so, you know, we had some depth in the minor leagues and ended up losing, you know, Duggar and Mac and, you know, guys that came up and were playing well for us. And then obviously, you know, Buster being, kind of hampered with his hip the whole season and a few other guys, obviously Samardzija and then losing Cueto. I mean, there's a lot of pieces there that, we expected to be there that weren't. And so it makes it really tough to win when you don't have your main guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And now everybody's, you know, most of these guys are coming back healthy. I mean, Posey had his surgery, you know, even a guy like Brandon Belt, he had missed some time. And when you do look around that infield, the potential is that every guy could win a Gold Glove. And, you know, that's the kind of, you know, infield and lineup that I would think a lot of teams are probably envious of.
We feel that way too. You know, I think we're very confident in the guys that we have out there. Again, it's just staying on the field. I mean, we probably played, I don't even know, maybe 20 games as a complete unit out there, you know, with all of us, maybe a little more, but it seemed like it was very little, where, you know, Belt and Panic and Crawford and I were on the field at the same time. And so, you know, that really helps developing that, you know, the timing and the playmaking ability and just knowing where guys are going to be at any given time is how, you know, infielders and kind of units become cohesive defensively. So we just have to play more together.
All right, so it's a new year, 2019. Even the ballpark has a new name, Oracle Park, and you've got a new man running the baseball operations, Farhan Zaidi. So what are you looking at as far as, you know, knowing that this team needs to improve a little bit? I mean, you're going to spring training as we sit here, and there's still probably going to be some changes to the team. So how does that affect you as a player, knowing that, yeah, this team is going to be different probably when you get to opening day?
I mean, I think right now everybody kind of has to focus on getting themselves ready. Like we talked about at the beginning, nobody really knows what's going to happen. I mean, there's still a ton of quality players out there that could really help our team. And I think Farhan is exploring all those options. I think he's open to a lot of them. And I know that this organization is going to do whatever they can to put us in the best situation to have success. And so I think just going into spring with that belief, and again, just getting ourselves personally ready to go.
Last thing, you know, when you have a new general manager like this, people are talking a lot about the analytics because he's been into that. But I think he's kind of, you know, quashing that a little bit, saying, hey, we're going to have kind of a mix, the analytics and the old school, maybe scouting. As a player, I mean, how much more are you looking at the analytics? And does that affect you, you know, as you prepare in spring training? You mentioned honing your swing. I mean, are there things that you're looking at data-wise that you maybe wouldn't have been looking at 5 years ago?
No, not really. I mean, I don't really know what I'm looking at. So I don't have any idea what any of these numbers mean. I just know that if I go out there and I produce, then those numbers will probably be good. So,
yeah, exactly. Just hit the ball hard, right?
Exactly.
Evan, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck this season.
Okay, thank you.
That's Evan Longoria. I want to thank him and Brandon Crawford for joining us on this edition of Inside China Basin. We'll be back again next week with a couple more interviews from Media Day at Oracle Park. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.